Brothers and sisters, this is Brother Larry bringing you another broadcast of how to draw near to the Lord Jesus Christ, learning lessons that I even learned myself and that you can learn. And I talk about this is a place that Jesus Christ wants us to be. He wants to have us, as I can quote my pastor in Florida, He wants us to quit doing, agreeing with Jesus and doing what he says. We all sit on the outside or the edge of that circle and we agree, but we don't do what he says. And right now, Jesus is saying, draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh to you. That's scripture, my friends. So, I said last broadcast that Jesus won the battle. We're fighting from a defensive position against ourselves, against the world, and against Satan. And Satan uses those two, self and the system, which is the world's way of thinking that stands opposed to God. So we need to draw near to Christ. Why? Because that's what I quoted in read in Proverbs. That's the place of guarding. That's the place where God shields us. That's the place where God protects us. It's close to Him. And He's made that a choice that we make as believers. Free will. When we get into Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to talk about that free will. Is there really such a thing as free will? Yes, there is, brothers and sisters, because the Bible's full of it. A lot of conditional statements are made. And we're going to talk about that. But that's another story. That's in a future broadcast. And that's in Ephesians 1. It'll bless your heart, let me tell you. It'll make you stronger in this warfare if we listen to this. So the willingness is the number one priority in order to draw near to God. Are you willing? Are you willing to sacrifice yourself? Ooh, the Bible has a lot to say about that. Are you willing to sacrifice yourself for the cause of Jesus Christ? Sacrifice yourself, and I don't want to make this the biggest reason why you do it. You sacrifice yourself because you're storing yourselves up treasures in heaven. I like that. I like that passage that Paul talks about. I want to walk into heaven, brothers and sisters, and so do you. I want to go into heaven triumphant. I do not want to go into heaven hanging my head down. And with Jesus, and feeling ashamed that I did not live the life for Christ that I should have when I was here on this earth, that He gave me this short time here. I might as well tell you my age, brothers and sisters. I'm 76 years old. I've been a Christian for 51 years, which already passed in October. 51 years. I've wasted many years of my life as a Christian, but not serving Christ. So I know wherefore of what I speak here. I was on the periphery of that circle that I talked about. I was sitting there for a long time, only playing the game. I was saved. God still loved me. And I thank God He didn't kill me. And I'd have to face Him being ashamed like I was. But in His mercy and in His grace, He drew me back near to Him. And He let me see my need to be close to Him. A lot of circumstances in that, and I really don't have that time to go through it. Maybe one day I will in these podcasts. But God will honor that if you are willing to do it. Quit making excuses for ourselves. Quit lying to God because He knows your heart. Quit lying to yourself about what you need. And let the Word of God expose these things to you. And that's what we read in Proverbs chapter 2. I want to read another passage. I'm a Bible man. And so I'm going to read a passage in Hebrews, and I hope you have a copy of Scriptures with you, because this is a Bible class, believe it or not. This is a Bible class. And I'm speaking today to Christians. I spoke a couple of weeks ago to non-Christians, and I will do that every once in a while. And I'll probably kind of salt and pepper my messages to the person who doesn't know Jesus Christ as a Savior. But for right now, I'm talking to believers who have put their trust and faith in Jesus Christ. I'd like to turn to the book of Hebrews and chapter 10. And I want to start with verse 19. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19. It says this. I want you, as I read this, I want you to know that Jesus Christ is our high priest. And that maybe coming to him and drawing near to him involves us, with us, some cleansing. God loves us. He wants to cleanse us. That's what it says. Therefore, brothers and sisters, verse 19, chapter 10. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God. In verse 22, I really want you to pay attention. It says, let us draw near to God. That's been my messages. With a what heart? Sincere heart. And with a full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. So let us draw near to God with a sincere heart. Be truthful with yourself. So to draw near to Christ is being truthful. And this passage says that God will cleanse us from that. Okay? So are you willing? Are you willing to say, oh Lord, I've just been going on the wrong path. I've been going the wrong way. I'm coming to you. You will forgive me, as the scriptures say. Then I can start out anew once again. I can walk into heaven's doors and hold my head up high before Jesus Christ, who gave so much for me that I should be giving much for him. And it takes, this is what the Bible calls, it takes a step of faith to do that. You may be scared. As a believer, you might be scared of giving your life totally to him. You might say, well, you're going to send me to the mission field. You don't know that. He'll never call you any place where he will not sustain you. We've been reading Bible passages on that. He will not call you any place that he will not protect you, that he'll be your shield. He will be your guide. He'll guide you in all those pathways we read last week in Proverbs chapter 2. You want to have great faith, and this is the way to have great faith. It's to trust in his word, what he said. He says, I'll cleanse you from your guilt. I don't want to judge you. I don't want to discipline you. See, because we're standing far away, we're in God's discipline. I know, brothers and sisters, I went through it, and I still go through it. Not putting myself above you at all. But God will honor, and it calls it right here that he says, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and the full assurance that faith brings. This is a step of faith. Trust God, brothers and sisters. He will not disappoint you. I want his protection over my life. I want him to guard me against Satan. I want him to guard me against myself. Sometimes I'm my own biggest enemy. So let's do what the scriptures say. I think of the in Luke chapter 7 about this centurion, where his servant was ill and he went to Jesus and he made this statement. He says, I don't consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word and my servant will be healed. He didn't even want Jesus to come with him. He just didn't see it necessary. Why? Because he had great faith. And that's what Jesus commended him for. He says, I've not seen faith like this in all of Israel. He had great faith. I want to have great faith. You want to have great faith. Come near to him. Trust him. Believe in what he has said. But I want to put something in here that you might say, what did you say, Brother Larry? Well, it's this. The first thing I must say, you've made a choice. You're willing to come to him. You repented. You know that you've been outside. You know that you've been close to that circle, playing around with things, playing, seeing how far you can get to the fire without getting burnt. But now you're saying, I'm tired of being there. I'm willing. I want to come. I want to draw nearer to Christ. But the first thing I'm going to say is this. You will fail at times. I'm not going to pull any punches here. Some people preach the Christian faith as something that's easy. It is not easy. Because remember, we have an adversary. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He designed, like I said before, a method in order to get us off the path. And he'll be successful, but he doesn't have to be. And so you'll fail at times. What? Yes, you will. You will not always, but our goal is this, is to stay close to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I say this because, you know, we as Christians have not arrived yet. We're not home. We're not perfectly mature as believers. And so we'll not always stay close. We want to get back on that path as quickly as possible. We want to get as near to him as quickly as possible again. But the point is, we will make wrong choices in our Christian life. Because I don't want you to think because you're making this wrong choice that all of a sudden, and you get discouraged. And I know what that's like. You get discouraged and don't think that Jesus loves you anymore and that you're tired of trying and you want to quit. Please, brothers and sisters, listen to what I'm saying. Our goal is not to sin, but I sad to say, if we say we have no sin on us, we call God a liar, because we do. We do sin. Like I said, Satan will put pressure on us, because once we make that commitment to the Lord Jesus to draw near to him, the war is on, brothers and sisters. If he's got you on the periphery of the circle, not going to pay that much attention to you anymore. But once you make that commitment of wanting to be near the Lord, the war is on. Satan will put pressure on us, tempt to draw you and I away. And that's why Jesus always, when he said to his disciples, the flesh is willing, but the spirit is weak. And oh, how true that is. We're still in the flesh, brothers and sisters. And we will fail at times, but always know this, that we have a great high priest that we can come to. He loves us. He will forgive us. We can start brand new. Well, you know, even at times when you do confess that sins in your heart, you know that a lot of times Satan gets right in there during our confession. He says, you know how many times you committed that sin? You think God is going to forgive you every time? He's going to get mad at you and slap you right upside the head. Our Father's not like that. That's the time that I would say, Satan, get behind me. This is what God has said. This is what God will do for me. Shut up. There you go. You're battling in Christ. You're battling in faith, brothers and sisters. Don't be bullied by Satan. Don't do it in your own flesh because you can't beat him. But if you're in Christ and you're at his throne of grace, just time to shut up and back off. I like that. So I'm not saying this to discourage you, but to have you prepared for Satan's onslaught, because the war is on when you make that commitment. But we don't have to be deceived. The Bible says that greater is God that is in you than Satan, who is the god of this world. But if we stumble, there is God's loving forgiveness. Let us not, and many Christians do this, they presume upon God's grace, which is always a danger for believers. And what I mean by presume upon God's grace, never say, and this is one of Satan's tactics, and we haven't even gotten into Satan's tactics yet, because it's going to take about 4 or 5 weeks to discuss all those. One of Satan's tactics is presuming upon God's grace. What I mean is this. Well, I can do such and such a thing and God will forgive me. Never. That's Satan's tactic to get you to do that. Is to say, well, I can lie in this circumstance, but I can come to the throne of grace and God will forgive me. Not. Your heart's not right, brothers and sisters. My heart's not right if we talk like that to the Father. He knows our hearts. But Satan will throw that at us. I know many, many Christians that do that. They live their lives that way as a believer in Christ. And it's a shame. And it's a hypocrisy to the world. And it's a shame on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the nearer you get to Christ, the more you'll see yourselves as you really are. You don't think so? Well, I want to turn to you. And like, you have your Bibles. I'm trusting that you do. I want you to turn to the book of Isaiah in chapter 6 and see what happened. And I'm going to end with this. And see what happened when he drew near to God. Isaiah 6, in verse 1, it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted. This is where we have to get into our lives. We need to see God. We need to see Jesus Christ high and exalted in our lives. Seated on a throne, that means you know he's in control. And the train of his robe filled the temple. And he saw, and I'm going to stop here. I'm going to say, and just explain to you what he saw, because I haven't got time to read it all. He saw all these angels flying about, singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And I want you to notice Isaiah's reaction once he saw this scene in heaven. And this probably should be our reaction also. It says, woe to me, I cried. I am ruined. Woe. For I am a man of unclean lips. And I live among a people of unclean lips. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. See, when he got near to God, he saw himself for who he really was. It took all of his hypocrisy away. It took all of his untruthfulness about himself away. It humbled him, and that's what God wants us to be in order to use us. He needs to strip us of our pride. And coming near to God just will do that. And that's what we want. Have faith, trust in him. We have to not only see God and be near to Christ, but we need to see ourselves as we really are. Without him, we're nothing. For his cause, we need to draw near to Christ. So, if this message has blessed you, share it with somebody else, another believer. And we'll all rejoice in heaven together. See you next week.